Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Yesterday, we were discussing fountain pens.
They give you a real sense of satisfaction when you write with them.
Unless they leak. In fact, that was a problem with some of the older versions of fountain pens.
The modern one was created by a guy called Louis Waterman.
His pen leaked and ruined a contract he was working on.
So he came up with a pen design that had three small holes in it.
These holes made the airflow into the pen better, which in turn stopped the pen from leaking ink everywhere.
Waterman's design was very popular, and modern fountain pens are still based on it.
And today we're going to go into more detail about the reasons why people like to use fountain pens when they write,even in a world where we do a lot of our writing on computers or smartphones. Let's read through the article.
Reading. The joy of writing with fountain pens. These days, fountain pens have a huge following.There are even a number of websites dedicated to this tool. Why do so many people have such a passion for this traditional style of pen, though? One reason has to do with the increase of technology. In today's modern age, many people only type on computers and phones, rather than write anything by hand. This habit has given rise to a new trend, people making efforts to preserve the craft of penmanship. To truly have great penmanship, one needs to have a proper tool.That's where the fountain pen comes in. With a fountain pen, people are forced to write more slowly and carefully than they might with another pen. That's because a fountain pen's ink flows very smoothly. What's more, a user can easily create their own style of handwriting with these pens. Holding it at different angles, for instance, creates various kinds of strokes. The next time you're writing something meaningful, why not put more consideration into your words by using a fountain pen?
Part 2 of the article starts by saying, these days, fountain pens have a huge following. A following means fans, supporters, people who like something. So if someone or something has a huge following, then many people like that thing.
我们之前学过 follow 这个动词是跟随，那 following 可以当作名词用哦，指的是呢一群粉丝或是追随者。Next, the article says there are even a number of websites dedicated to this tool.
Now we always use the phrase a number of with countable nouns, a number of animals, a number of books, a number of people, and so on. And it means just that there are quite a lot.We don't know exactly how many or what that exact number is because it's not really important. We just mean lots.
A number of something 代表的是一些，那 of 后面要加的是可数的复数名词哦。不过如果我们想表达的是许多大量的时候，我们可以在 number 的前面加上形容词，像是 large 或者是 great, 变成 a large number of something 或者是 a great number of something. So we can say there are a large number of tourists in Thailand. 泰国有很多的观光客。可是如果我们想加的是不可数名词的时候怎么办呢？我们可以把 number 换成 amount, 变成 a large amount of something 或者是 a great amount of something.For example, he needs a great amount of money to save his business. 他需要一大笔的钱来拯救他的事业。Back to the article, there are lots of websites that are dedicated to fountain pens.
That's right. If something is dedicated to a thing, then it's all about that thing and how great it is. So a website dedicated to fountain pens would be all about pens, about the inks you put into them, aboutdifferent designs, about shops that sell them, and fans of these pens discussing which one is the best, all that kind of stuff.
Dedicated 在文章中呢指的是专门的专用的，所以 websites that are dedicated to fountain pens 指的是专门介绍钢笔的网页。那另外呢 dedicated 还可以指尽心尽力的奉献的。So we can say Pat is a dedicated teacher. Pat 是一位奉献心力的老师。 接下来文章给了我们一个问题哦，他说道 Why do so many people have such a passion for this traditional style of pen though?
Well, the word here, style, we saw this style of pen, means the way that something is made or done that is sort of typical of that particular group or time or place or thing. We often talk about clothing styles, hairstyles, and things like that, and they can be often linked to a particular time, like the 1960s or the 1990s, or we could say a style of a place, like Japanese style, or Korean style, or Western style, and so on.So here we're saying traditional style. So pens that have been popular for a long time since they first came around a long time ago.
Style 这个名词呢指的是风格。Traditional style 就是传统的风格。为什么人们这么爱这样传统的风格的笔呢? Why do people like fountain pens?
Well, the article says that one reason has to do with the increase of technology.We use the phrase have to do with to indicate that something is involved in or is the reason for another thing.
A, have or has to do with B 代表 A 与 B 相关。我们也可以在 have, has 后面呢加上一些字来改变这个片语的意思。For example, I have nothing to do with this. 我和这件事一点关系都没有。那如果是很大的关系呢我们则是可以加上 a lot 这个片语。She has a lot to do with this matter. 她跟这件事很有关系。So here, one of the reasons people like fountain pens is that we have more technology these days.
Now, before we explain that, let's look at the word technology. This means advanced machines and equipment developed with other advances in machines and just general knowledge.So when we talk about technology, we usually mean things like computers, the internet, smartphones, and all that kind of stuff.
Technology, 科技、技术。The increase of technology 代表的是科技的提升，也就是科技越来越 advanced, 越来越先进了。But if we have more technology now, why would people start to like old-fashioned pens more?
Well, that's a good question, and the article explains...In today's modern age, many people only type on computers and phones rather than write anything by hand.
That's true, and we send emails instead of handwritten letters.
Mm-hmm.
The article goes on to say, this habit has given rise to a new trend.
To give rise to something just means to cause something to happen.
To give rise to something 代表的是引起某事。导致某事，也就是 cause something, result in something, 或是 bring about something. Typing on computers and phones has given rise to a new trend. 只在电脑或手机上面打字，造成了一个新的趋势。我们这边呢，片语变成了现在完成式，要特别注意它的时态哦。But what is this trend?The article says people making efforts to preserve the craft of penmanship.
So the verb preserve means to keep an idea, a quality, or a situation from changing or being lost. So we could preserve rare plants and animals to stop them dying out, or preserve old traditions, of which there are quite a lot of these in Taiwan. People still follow them, they are preserving them.You might also want to preserve some old objects because they're worth money, or preserve a particularly beautiful building or area of land and stop it being affected so that people can continue to enjoy it long into the future.
Preserve 这个动词呢是保持、保存。People preserve things because they are precious, but what is the craft of penmanship? Why do people make efforts to preserve it?
So a craft is any activity that is done by hand and usually takes a certain amount of skill, like making shoes by hand or knitting clothes or even writing. Penmanship doesn't mean writing good stories. It's more about writing in a very beautiful and pleasing way so the words look really good on the paper.
Craft, 我们说是制作东西的工艺手艺。那 penmanship 指的是书写技巧。所以 the craft of penmanship 指的是书写的手艺。人们想要保存书写的手艺是因为呢，现在实在很少人拥有了。And how can people have good penmanship?
Well, practice, and some people are just very naturally good. Unlike me, I have awful penmanship. But the article also says that to truly have great penmanship, one needs to have a proper tool. So basically the idea here is you can't write beautiful, lovely words if you have a bad pen.
Right.
Okay, in that sentence, we also saw the word proper, which means suitable or suitable for the purpose or situation that we are in. So we could talk about wearing the proper clothes to a wedding or a job interview, or making a dish in the proper way by following the instructions in the recipe exactly. Kids need to learn proper behavior, so adults will have to behave properly, that's the adverb form, in order to show the kids the proper way to behave.
Proper, 它是形容词，代表正确的、恰当的。那如果我们在字尾加上 ly, 就会变成副词 properly. To do things in a proper way means to do things properly. And having a proper tool is important when one wants to have great penmanship. As the article says, that's where the fountain pen comes in.
And this phrase, where something comes in, is used to say that in this particular situation...This something is useful. For example, you need to compare airline ticket prices? That's where this handy website comes in. You need to write well? That's where fountain pens come in.
So where somebody or something comes in 指的是某人或某物派上用场之处。想要写出漂亮的字，钢笔就派上用场了。But why fountain pens? The article moves on to tell us why fountain pens are good for writing.
That's right. It says, with a fountain pen, people are forced to write more slowly and carefully than they might with another pen. I think that's why I don't like them. I think I always want to write fast, and you can't write fast with a fountain pen. It just makes a mess.There we go. I've explained it. That's why I'm not a big fan of fountain pens.
Okay, so 原来是用钢笔写起来比较慢。
Mm-hmm.
Why do people write more slowly with fountain pens? The article says that's because a fountain pen's ink flows very smoothly.
Now, remember that word smooth from yesterday? So without stops or bumps or rough areas...Smoothly is the adverb form of this. So, when something happens in a smooth way, with no stops or mistakes and so on, we say it happens smoothly.
So, a fountain pen's ink flows very smoothly. 钢笔的墨水呢流动得非常顺畅。We've learned that. Why it flows very smoothly?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are three little holes...For airflow, right?
That's right.
我们在昨天的文章呢，有学到为什么可以流动的比较快，因为有三个孔可以让空气流动的速度加快。Besides, we see from the article that what's more, a user can easily create their own style of handwriting with these pens.
Yep, remember that word style from earlier? Now, I do have my own style of handwriting. It's called the ugly style.The only way to read it properly is to pin it to a wall and run past it very quickly. Anyway, it's just terrible handwriting. I have awful handwriting. Anyway, the article also explains that holding it, the pen, at different angles, for instance, creates various kinds of strokes. So when we talk about an angle, we mean the space between two straight lines or surfaces that join each other. And we measure it in degrees. For example, most corners have an angle of 90 degrees, which is like that. When we talk about holding something at an angle, the angle is between the pen and the paper on the desk. So it's the way you tilt your pen, straight down, slightly angled, very angled, and so on. Now, as you see there, I've also just used the verb angle. So angle can be a verb and a noun.
angle 当名词的时候呢，解释为角度；当动词的时候呢，可以解释为倾斜、放置。你都是怎么拿笔的呢？是 straight down 直放 ，slightly angled 稍微斜放，还是 very angled 放得非常斜呢？And holding your pen at different angles means you can create different strokes.
That is right. So a stroke here means a mark, a single mark made by drawing with a pen, a pencil or a paintbrush in one direction across paper or canvas. Now we often think about Chinese characters when we talk about strokes. For example, the character E for one has one stroke, so even I can write it.Other characters have a lot more strokes, like turtle.
乌龟?
Yeah, it's got loads, right?
You have to learn how to write 乌龟 after this.
Okay.
Stroke 是笔画的意思。A lot of Chinese characters have lots of strokes in them. 很多的中文字里头有很多的笔画, but every stroke has its meaning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Chinese characters are beautiful.
There we go. And the article finishes by saying, the next time you're writing something meaningful, why not put more consideration into your words by using a fountain pen? So meaningful means something important. You're not just kind of quickly writing a note. If you want to write something more, like a story or a letter to somebody, then you might want to use a fountain pen to show consideration to your words.Now, the word consideration is a kind way of behaving that shows you care about other people's feelings and other people's needs. Now, in this case, you want to show the words you write that you value them and care about them and you want them to look good. Therefore, you can use a fountain pen. Now, this shows consideration to those words, but also to whoever's going to read them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're writing a lovely letter to your mum, she's going to feel your consideration in that.Now, we could also show consideration to people by making sure they feel okay, offering to help them when you think they need it, taking care of them when they're sick, and so on.
Consideration 这个名词呢是关心体贴。To show consideration to someone 代表是对某人关心，表示关心。And to put more consideration into something 代表是对某事物放入更多的关心，也就是更用心的去做某事。记得哦 ，consideration 是一个不可数名词。下次写字的时候呢，要更用心才行。And that brings us to the end of our article. So now it's time for us to move on to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, does receiving a handwritten message make you feel differently than receiving a typed one? Why or why not?
Of course, I feel different.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving a handwritten message makes me feel that the person who writes it is very sincere,
mm-hmm.
and wants to show consideration to me. So I would like to receive handwritten cards on my birthday, Valentine's Day, and Christmas.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yes.But,
yeah.
If it was from my dad, his writing is even worse than mine, so maybe it would be better if he typed. I don't know. Sometimes
I see what you
my
mean.
Family has a bad handwriting problem, and so if I was going to show consideration, if I hand wrote a letter, that wouldn't be showing consideration. That would be maybe giving them a message they couldn't read.
Oh.
So, but yeah, it is nice, but to be honest, I'm not so concerned...Sure, they're nice, but I will take any message.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter whether it's handwritten or electronic, I'm kind of okay with all of it, because I know that sometimes handwriting just makes things worse.
But at least you try.
I do try, right. Yes. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you, everybody, for watching our article about fountain pens. We will talk to you again soon for English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The joy of writing with fountain pens. These days, fountain pens have a huge following. There are even a number of websites dedicated to this tool. Why do so many people have such a passion for this traditional style of pen, though? One reason has to do with the increase of technology. In today's modern age, many people only type on computers and phones rather than write anything by hand. This habit has given rise to a new trend. people making efforts to preserve the craft of penmanship. To truly have great penmanship, one needs to have a proper tool. That's where the fountain pen comes in. With a fountain pen, people are forced to write more slowly and carefully than they might with another pen. That's because a fountain pen's ink flows very smoothly. What's more, a user can easily create their own style of handwriting with these pens. Holding it at different angles, for instance, creates various kinds of strokes. The next time you're writing something meaningful, why not put more consideration into your words by using a fountain pen?
Vocabulary Review. Style. This style of clothing is very typical of 1980s fashion. Technology. Pat hates technology. He doesn't understand how to use a computer. Preserve. The local people have preserved many of their old traditions for hundreds of years. Proper. It's dangerous to go mountain climbing without the proper tools. Angle. The angles of a triangle always add up to make 180 degrees. Consideration. Sam showed consideration for his girlfriend by buying her cold medicine when she felt sick.